Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Memvav. We are holding on Daf Memvav Amid Aleph, the second line of the page. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Rabbi Meir Brookheimer in honor of and in Hakaras HaTov of our shir. Also anonymously in the Zechus of a Refuah Shalema for Shmuel Chaim Ben Gittel, and also by the Langer family for Refuah Shalema for Yosef Eliezer Ben Shendel Reizli Shlev Refuah Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we thank all the sponsors for the sponsorship. Today we are going to be learning the last daf of the fourth parak of Maseches Yuma, and we're going to start with the discussion of Rabbi Meir's Shita that they had an extra pile of wood on the Mizbeach each and every day just to burn yesterday's Karbanos. Whatever parts of the Karbanos didn't get burnt yesterday, there was an extra pile of wood, an extra fire that would burn on the Mizbeach just for that. So we're going to discuss some details of Rabbi Meir's Shita, what exactly went in that fire, when exactly that fire operated, what about on Shabbos, what about on Yom HaKippurim, when can you and can't you burn yesterday's Karbanos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the difference between Hakrava B'Shabbos and Hakrava B'Tumma. We know that we do bring Karbanos on Shabbos, and we also bring Karbanos Tzibur B'Tumma, but are they? Do they follow the same rules? Are they both Hutra? Are they both Tuchuya? Is there one that's Hutra, one that's Tuchuya? Are they Tali Zebeze? And then at the last conversation we have in the Perek is going to be Machlokas, if there is an Isser, that you're not allowed to be Mechaba the Eish on the Mizbeach. So what exactly does that mean? That you're not allowed to be mechabe the yesh on the mizbeach. Only while it's on the mizbeach. What if you remove the gacheles from the mizbeach, like they did? The Kohen Gadol shoveled out some gacheles in order to be makter the ketores, and then he extinguishes it when he's off the mizbeach. Is that also considered to be mechabe the yesh on the mizbeach? Or what if you're not mechabe while it's a fire on the mizbeach? You lift it up off in the airspace of the mizbeach, and then you're mechabe. Then you take a fire extinguisher and you put out the coal. Is that considered to be a violation that one is chayv malkus of being mechabe the Eish on the Mizbeach? And that will bring us toward the end of the parak. So let's begin the second line from the top of the page, on Daf Memvav Amid Aleph. So going back to Shitas Rabbi Meir, that there was this extra pile of wood, this extra fire that was burning on the Mizbeach, just to burn the Evarim Upadarim that didn't get entirely burnt overnight from yesterday's Karbanos. So Amar Rabbi Lazar Mishum Bar Kapara, Omer Hayir Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Lazar says in the name Bar Kapara, that Rabbi Meir used to say that Evar Yelosh and Nitosu Osulan Marach Bifneatzma Visodran, that's number one, and number two, Vafilu B'Shabbos. The way Rashi understands, he's saying two chidushim. Number one, the Evarim of a Karbanola that are left over until the next morning, you make them their own separate fire to arrange these parts of the Karban on that separate fire to burn them there. And not only that, you do that even on Shabbos. This separate maracha for the Evarim of yesterday's Karbanos, of the Karbanos of Erev Shabbos, is even done on Shabbos because this is Docha Shabbos. The Akrava of these Evarim is going to be Docha Shabbos. So one important point the Mishnah Lemelech makes in Hilchus Maisar Karbanos, Perek Dal and Alacha Gimel, because the Gemara is going to challenge each of these statements, right? Both the first half and the second half. The first half that they would make this extra maracha, and the second half that it would happen even on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Lemelech points out that Bar Kapara is not saying this in the name of Reb Meir. He's saying that it's mistaver that this is what Reb Meir would hold. And he says you have to say that way because the Gemara is going to say that Rav Huna disagrees with Bar Kapara. But if Bar Kapara was saying it in the name of Reb Meir, you wouldn't say Rav Huna disagrees with Bar Kapara. You would say Rav Huna has a kasha, that how could it be that Reb Meir holds this way? It doesn't seem that way. But by saying that it's cholik, that Rav Huna is cholik, it sounds like there's room for machlokas. And if we had on good authority that this is what Reb Meir actually said, you can't just say that it is a machlokas. So that's how the Mishnah Lemelech points out. In the Achronim, in the Siach Yitzchak, he points out, from the Lashon Bar Kapar, it sounds like only if you have Evarim that are left over until the morning, then you would leave it, you would make a separate ma'aracha. But what if you didn't have any Evarim that weren't entirely burnt the next day? It sounds like you wouldn't make an extra ma'aracha. What does he say? Evari Elosh and Itosru Osim Mohen Ma'aracha B'Fnei Atzma. If you happen to have Evarim that are left over, okay, that's when you make the extra fire on the Mizbeach. What if you don't have any Evarim that are left over? All the Evarim got burnt and they were all taken care of already. Sounds like you would not have to make this extra fire. Problem is, back in Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, when they had the Mishnah, and certainly the way the Gemara explained it on Mem Hei Amar Aleph, it sounded like B'chol Yom they made this extra Ma'aracha. It doesn't sound like it was up to debate or it was circumstantial, dependent on whether you had Evarim to put on it or not. It sounded like every single day, according to Rav Meir, Meir, there was this extra Ma'aracha. So that's what the Siach Yitzchak explains, that it has to be that the reason Bar Kapari uses such a Lashon that implies that they would only do this if they have such a Varim is because of the second half of the sentence. Second half of the sentence is that they would do this even on Shabbos. Every day they would have this extra fire, whether they had extra varim or didn't have extra varim. But on Shabbos, they would only have this extra fire if they had a varim that were not burned. They wouldn't needlessly make such a fire on Shabbos. That's how you have to understand why it is that Bar Kapara formulated this halacha, ki'ilu, you would only make this fire if there were extra evarim. Now, there is an issue in the Torah, lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem, and the Gemara Masech HaShabbos tells us that it's only b'chol mosh v'seichem that you're not allowed to do the Yisra of Havara, but in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to be mavir eish on Shabbos. And the Pasuk is telling me that even evarim and pedarim of karbonos that had a zrika sadam on Erev Shabbos are allowed to be brought on Shabbos. So the Rishonim point out, Tosos quotes from the Riva, the Ri, and the Ritva also says that not all karbanos that were shechted on Erev Shabbos could actually be brought on the Mizbeach and burnt on the Mizbeach on Shabbos, because the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel darshins from the fact that it says Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, that only an Olas Shabbos is brought on Shabbos, but an Olas Chol, meaning if you had a karban Olah that the dam was already Nizrak on Erev Shabbos, those Evarim are not allowed to be brought on Shabbos. So when we darshin that Hakravis Evarim is Mutar on Shabbos, it must be referring to some subset of karbanos. It can't be all karbanos of Friday could be burnt on Shabbos. We have Fer Shadrash and Mesach Shabbos. That's not so. So how do we determine which Evarim can and which Evarim cannot be burnt on Shabbos? So the Evarim that already were Nechzabem Ha'esh, Kodem HaShabbos, they already were in the fire of the Ma'aracha before Shabbos, so such Evarim could be burnt on Shabbos. When we say Olas Chol is not Kreva B'Shabbos, that's Evarim that were not burnt at all on Erev Shabbos. Tosos then quotes that Rav Yosef Purat explained differently, that when it says B'chol Mosh V'Seichem that you're allowed to bring Evarim on Shabbos, we're not talking about Evarim of weekday Karbanos. It's Evarim of Karbanos of Shabbos, that even a Karban that Zman Kavua is Shabbos is Docha Shabbos, but you would have said that the Shechita and the Zrika is Docha Shabbos, but Mehechi Tesi that you're allowed to be Makriv the limbs and burn them on Shabbos, maybe you should wait until Motzai Shabbos for that, maybe that part's not Docha Shabbos, meaning Ein Chinami, the Torah tells me there are certain karbanos you have to bring on Shabbos, but the Shechita and the Zrika accomplishes what you need from the karban. You just are then left with the Evarim that something has to be done with, so wait till Motzai Shabbos to burn those. That's what B'chol Mosh V'Seichem is telling me, that you're allowed to burn those on Shabbos. But Tosfos points out, even the Ri Porat would agree that Evarim of karbanos of a Friday, of a weekday, that already were somewhat consumed by the fire, that were already in the fire before Shabbos started, that those two can be brought on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. So again, back to the Gemara. So Rav Blazer said, in the name of Rav Meir, or Rav Meir must have held these two things. That number one, they made an extra fire on the Mizbeach each and every day for the limbs of yesterday's Karbanos that were not totally burnt. And number two, you would do this even on Shabbos. So says Mar Mai Kamashmalan, first attacking the first half of the sentence, what's the chiddush of the first half, what you said, that Rav Meir holds they made an extra Ma'aracha? Tanina, we know, we learned the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel, it said explicitly, B'chol Yom Hayusham Arba Ma'arachos, that with the Mishnah quoted Rav Meir, that Rav Meir held, we remember we had all these different shitos, was it two Ma'arachos each day, and three on Yom Kippur, three each day, and four on Yom Kippur, and then Rav Meir said, four each day, and five on Yom Kippur. So we already explained in the Braisa and Daf Mem Hei, that Rav Meir's extra Ma'aracha was this one, it was the one to burn, the limbs of the Karbanos that were not already burnt on Erev Shabbos. So I'm Rabbi Avin, lo nitzucha ela lepsulin. Now the Chiddush of Bar Kapara is to tell me that Rabbi Meir holds even Evarim Psulim, where you're not allowed to be makriv them, but if they already were brought on the Mizbeach, so if they you don't bring them down from the Mizbeach. So the Chiddush is that even such Evarim, if they were not entirely consumed by the fire on the Mizbeach last night, you don't say, okay, they already had their chance, they're Evarim Psulim anyway, let's take them off of the Mizbeach. No, you would still make an extra Ma'aracha to burn them on the Mizbeach as well. Davka Shemashal Ben Ha'ar, but that din, that they Varim Psulim got their own Ma'aracha, that's only if they already were in a fire the previous night. So they already became the Lach Moshal Mizbeach. They already became something that belongs to the Mizbech. Avalo Mashal Ben Ha'or, lo. But if they were not in the fire from the previous night, then you don't make, they don't get their own Ma'aracha. You're Mesad to them on the Ma'aracha Gedolah. They don't get their own separate fire. If they were not already impacted by the fire on the Mizbech the previous night. Ika da Amri, another version of how to deal with what the Chiddush is over here, is that Echad Ksherin ve'Echad Psulin, that both Evarim Ksherim and Evarim Psulin, Imashal Ben Ha'or in Ilolo, only if it was Mashal Ben Ha'or the previous night, only if they already were burned somewhat on the Maracha Gedolah, only then would they get their own ma'aracha to burn the rest of the way. But if they were not even Mashal Ben Ha'or, then they don't get their own ma'aracha. You would put them back on the ma'aracha gedola, because even Evarim Ksherim don't get their own ma'aracha unless they were Mashal Ben Ha'or the previous night. So that was our discussion of the first half of what Rabbi Elazar Mishum Bar Kappara said in the name of Rav Meir. Again, in the first half, he just said that if you have extra Evarim from the previous day, they get their own ma'aracha to burn on, and that's why you have a fourth ma'aracha on the Mizbeach each every day. And then the second half of what he said was Vafilu B'Shabbos. So now the Gemara attacks the second half. Vafilu B'Shabbos Tanina. We already know that as well, because Rav Meir said in the Mishnah Vahayom Chamesh, that on Yom Kippur they would have five Ma'arachos, meaning this extra Ma'aracha that they had each and every day for yesterday's Karbanos also existed on Yom Kippur, and that's why when you add the extra one for Yom Kippur, you have five. Yom Kippur has the same din as Shabbos as far as Havaras Eish. You see, it's different than Yom Tov, than other Yom Tovim. Most Yom Tovim, the halacha is that when it comes to Melacha Avochal Nefesh, you're allowed to do on Yom Tovim. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, there's an Isra Havara on Yom Kippur, just like there's an Isra Havara on Shabbos. So apparently, we're allowing this fire to exist on Yom Kippur on the Mizbech. So if it's Mutarat, if you have such a fire on Yom Kippur on the Mizbech, Mistama, you have it on Shabbos as well. So you see that a mayor holds that even on Shabbos, they'd make this extra Ma'aracha for the Evarim that are left over from yesterday's Kabbalah. So what's the Chiddush that Rabbi Elazar Mishum Bar Kappara is telling me that they would do it afilu b'Shabbos? So says the Gemara, Amrav Acha Bar Yaakov Itzrich. It is a Chiddush. Bar Kappara does need to tell me that according to Rabbi Meir, they needed this extra ma'aracha on Shabbos because Salka Taitachamina Hanimili Heicha Dechal Yom Kippurim Lios Achar Shabbos Dechal VeShabbos Krevim Yom Kippurim. I might have thought that when Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah says that they would have five ma'arachas in Yom Kippurim, that's if Yom Kippurim falls out on a Sunday. So then the extra chalavim that and evarim that were left over from the karbanos of Shabbos, I would think yes, those can be burnt on Yom Kippur, and you'd make an extra ma'aracha to burn Shabbos karbanos on Yom Kippur when Yom Kippur is chal on Sunday. So that's why Yom Kippur would get its own, and plus Yom Kippur would get its own ma'aracha for the evarim so that's the extra ma'aracha that Rav Meir spoke about. Aval be'emtza Shabbos, but maybe if Yom Kippur falls out on a Tuesday, Yom Kippur falls out sometime in middle of the week, lo, maybe they didn't have five ma'arachas, because in Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, maybe you don't make an extra ma'aracha to burn yesterday's karbanos, meaning it's an exception. You only make an extra ma'aracha to burn yesterday's karbanos on a day like Shabbos and Yom Kippur, when it could be burning Shabbos' karbanos, because if it's Yom Kippur falls on Sunday, it could be burning Shabbos' karbanos. But if it's if the previous day was a weekday, maybe in a chinami. Every Shabbos where the previous day is Friday, it's just a weekday, and Yom Kippur, where the previous day is not a Shabbos, maybe in a chinami you don't have this extra ma'aracha. So kamash malah, and that's what Bar Kappara is coming to tell me. Now, when he says afilu b'Shabbos, that he's telling me not to think this way. He's telling me there are meir holds that even on Shabbos and Yom Kippur they'd always make this extra ma'aracha to burn the weekday karbanos of the previous day. Now there is a machlokas in Masecha Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yudale between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that chelvei Shabbos are craven biyom Kippurim, and Rabbi Akiva holds Chalvei Shabbos are Einam Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara's Havamina to say that I would think that Rav Meir only allows burning Shabbos' Karbanos on Yom Kippur is assuming, like Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that that's what we do, that you actually burn Shabbos' Karbanos on Yom HaKippurim. The Chelvei Shabbos are in fact Krevim B'Yom HaKippurim. According to Rabbi Kiva, this Havamina doesn't make much sense, but that's what the Gemara is working within the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. So says Gemara, Amar Rava says, I don't like this answer at all. Man hay de lo chayish l'kimche, someone who's not careful careful to grind his wheat very well. He's not careful to make sure that his wheat doesn't have any subin, it doesn't have any bran in it. Meaning he says things that are insubstantial. He says things that are not verified. Because even if when Rameir says Vayom Chamesh, it's not a raya that even on Shabbos they would have this extra ma'aracha, ha-bechol yom t'nan. If you look at Rameir's lashon, Rameir didn't say sometimes we have five ma'arachos. He said bechol yom we have five ma'arachos. So you're going to tell me that without bar kapara, I'm going to have a hava mina? That no, we don't do that on Shabbos. We don't do that on Yom Kippur when the previous day was not a Shabbos. You can't have such a hava mina. Rameir himself said bechol yom. So if he said bechol yom, then very clearly it means that you have it every single day. So don't tell me that the chiddush is that you have it every single day. It's beferish that you have it every single day. So kasha. So that's taka difficult. That's a challenge to bar kapara. We don't understand what bar kapara added with the second half of a sentence. So again, bar kapara said two things. Number one, that you make a special ma'aracha, according to our mayor, you make a special ma'aracha for the Evar Mubdarim that were not burnt the previous day. We already challenged what the chiddush of that was. And number two, that you would do this even on Shabbos. Now we're challenging what the chiddush of that is. And Rava says, I don't like the answer that we've given. The answer that we've given, that the chiddush is that you would even do it when the previous day was a weekday, that doesn't seem like such a great chiddush. That seems obvious because it already says, b'chol yom. Now, in general, we know the rule is that whenever the Gemara leaves something with kasha rather than tiyufta, it means that there's an answer to the kasha, that it's not such a strong kasha. So what's the answer over here? So the Ritva points out that over here it's not a lashon of tiyufta, because it's not really such a shlug up of bar kapara, because you could say that when the Mishnah says b'chol yom, it means normal days, when they were weekdays, every day. I mean, when you say it's an everyday thing, it doesn't mean it's every single day. It means it's something that happens every weekday. It's something that happens on most normal days. So it's not the strongest kasha in the entire world. The expression lo chayish lekimche. So we said, like Rashi understands, that when a person grinds his flour, he doesn't grind it well enough to make sure that there's no subin, that there's no bran in the flour. That's how Rashi writes in Sukkah and Daf Nun Dalet. Rabbeinu El Yakim explains lo chayish lekimche means that he's not careful about what he eats, meaning whether he's eating paschit and pasaorim, he'll eat garbage, whatever's in front of him. So what Rav is saying is someone who accepts such a teretz is not really putting it through the scrutiny that a teretz in learning really has to be put through. That a person shouldn't just accept whatever someone feeds him in learning. You have to question, you have to ask, and you have to think, does this answer make sense or not? So that's the expression of chayish lekimche, like a person who's willing to eat saorim instead of chitim. So now the Gemara brings a shita that disagrees with Bar Kapara. Remember we said before, Bar Kapara is explaining Rabbi Meir, but the Mishnah Melech explained that it's Bar Kapara is not quoting Rabbi Meir, he's explaining what he thinks Rabbi Meir would say. That's because of Pliga de Rav Huna. Rav Huna disagrees with Bar Kapara and Rava that said that the Evarim of weekday karbanos that are left over until Shabbos morning could be brought on Shabbos. No, says Rav Huna. Da Amar, Rav Huna says, Tchilaso doche, sofo eno doche. You have a karban tamid, so when the carbon tamid is supposed to be brought on Shabbos, yes, then it's docha Shabbos. The tamid of Shabbos is shechted and brought on the mizbeach on Shabbos. But sofo, a carbon that was from yesterday, and now you just have leftover limbs that you need to burn, the burning of such limbs is not going to be docha Shabbos. Meaning, you have an erev Shabbos carbon tamid that you were not makter all of the limbs. You're not allowed to be makter those limbs on Shabbos, and it doesn't matter whether they were nisakel or not, whether they were fully burnt on the mizbeach the previous night or not. So when Rameir says in the Mishnah that b'chol yom there were arba ma'arachos, it means on every weekday there were arba ma'arachos. But on Shabbos there would not be makriv evarim shelo nesachlu, meaning Rav Huna disagrees with the second half of what Bar Kapara said in the name of Rav Meir. That it's not true. On Shabbos they didn't have this extra fire because on Shabbos you're not allowed to burn the leftover limbs of yesterday's korbanos. So the Gemara brings that this is a machlokas amoraim, what Rav Huna means. So gufa, am Rav Huna, tamid chilasu doche, sofo eino doche. So my eino doche, what item is he talking about that's not doche? So Rav Chisda amar, doche sa Shabbos, veino doche sa tuma. That Rav Huna holds that the tamid is always going to be doche Shabbos. Meaning, if you have limbs left over from yesterday's korban tamid, from Friday's korban tamid, yes, you can bring that on Shabbos, but it's not Docha the Yisra of Tuma. The Emurim and the Evarim of a Karban Tamid are not brought, that are brought Betuma, even though any Karban that's Kavua Lemzman could be brought Betuma, and you could be Zorik the Dam Betuma, but you're not Makrav the Emurim and the Evarim Betuma. And that's what Rav Huna means to say. Tchilaso, the Shchita and the Zrika of a Karban, that's Docha Tuma. But Sofo, to then burn the limbs on the Mizbeach? No, that you can't do Betuma. That's not going to be Docha Tuma. That's one understanding of what Rav Huna meant. But Verabba Amar, Rabbi said another way, we originally understood it, that Docha Satuma, that the Evarim of Anola that are left over from the previous night, they can be brought even Betuma, but Veina Docha Shabbos. But you're not allowed to burn such things on Shabbos, because so that's Chilasa Docha, I mean the Shchita and the Zrika and the Hakrava is Docha Shabbos, but the Tamid of Erev Shabbos, you're not going to be allowed to burn those limbs on Shabbos itself. The Ritva points out, and Tosfos Shanim as well, that when Rav Chisda says that the Emurim and Evarim of Karban Tamid are not brought Bituma, that's only if the Emurim and the Evarim became Tamei after the Zrika Sadam. But if they become Tamei before the Zrika Sadam, even the Emurim and the Evarim could be brought Bituma. And his Raya is from the Tosfos Shanim brings a Raya, because Rabbi Yeshua's Shita in Maseches Pesachim Daf Ayin Zayin is that if the Basar is not Roi LaKrava, you're not allowed to be Zorik the Dam. So if the Basar became Tamei, you're going to tell me it's not Roi LaKrava, then how could you be Zorik the Dam at all? Meaning we're suggesting you can be Zorik the Dam, just don't burn the meat. Well, if I can't burn the meat, then I can't be Zorik the Dam. Meaning if the Basar is not Roi LaKrava, if I'm not allowed to use this Basar, so then I can't be Zorik the Dam either. So what you have to say, says the Tos Yishanim, is that if the Basar became Tamei before the Zrika Sadam, then you're allowed to bring the Basar. And therefore it's not going to be Makiv the Zrika Sadam. That's why you're allowed to do the Zrika Sadam. It's only if the Basar became Tamei after the Zrika Sadam that you're going to have a problem. So Mikdash David disagrees. Mikdash David is Medayik from Rashi, Maseches Pesachim, that according to those Shitos, that the Emurim and the Evarim of Karbanos Tzibur are not brought Bituma, then no Evarim are brought Bituma. Aye, what about Rabbi Yeshua, that you're not Zorik the Dam when the Basar is not Ra'ui? So if the Basar can't be brought Bituma, the Basar is never Ra'ui, and therefore you should never be able to be Zorik the Dam. No, he says you're able to be Zorik the Dam when the Basar became Tamei, even though the Basar is not Karav on the Mizbeach, because the Tzitz is Meratzeh on Basar that became Tamei, and views and makes it considered as if it's Tahar. In that, you're allowed to be Zorik the Dam. Meaning, Ein Echinami. You're not allowed to actually bring the Basar on the Mizbeach, but at least the Tzitz is Meratzeh for that Avon of Tumma. In that, you're able to at least be Zorik the Dam of such Karbanos. Okay, now why would the Halacha of Shabbos be different than the Halacha of Tumma? Meaning, we just had a Machlokas. What is it that you're allowed to do on, which Karbanos are you allowed to burn the Evarim what Halacha is Sofo Ein no docha? Meaning, when do we say that the burning of the limbs cannot be docha a halacha? Is it tuma that it cannot be docha, or is it Shabbos that it cannot be docha? But everyone agrees it's only one, right? Meaning, if you hold that it's not docha tuma, but yeah, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You're allowed to burn the limbs on Shabbos. If you hold it's not docha Shabbos, yeah, but you're allowed to burn the limbs of a tamei carbon. So apparently we're distinguishing between Shabbos and tuma. So says Gemara, Amalei Abaye L'Rabba, L'Didach, according to you, within Shitas Rav Huna, Kasha, Rav Chisda Kasha, and according to Rav Chisda, within Shitas Rav Huna, it's a Kasha. Lidi Dach Kasha, Maishna Tuma. Why is it by Tuma that you say that even the Evarim that are left over till the next morning can be brought Bituma? Dichsiv, you know why you hold that you're allowed to bring such Evarim Bituma? Because the Pasuk says, Bimalado, and we darshin vafilu Bituma. That when it says Bimalado, that means it could even be brought Bituma. Well, guess what? Shabbos Nami, Bimalado, vafilu b'Shabbos. By Shabbos also, the burning of the Evarim should be Docha Shabbos, because the fact that the Tamid is Docha Shabbos is from the fact that it says Bimawado by the carbon Tamid. So we should say the same drasha that if the carbon, the burning of the limbs of the carbon Tamid are Docha Tumah, why shouldn't they be Docha Shabbos? It's the same word in the pasuk that would teach me both dinim ul Rav Chista Kasha, and it's a Kasha and Rav Chista as well, because what did Rav Chista say? Maishna Shabbos Tichsiv Bimawado. Rav Chista says, oh no, you're allowed to burn the limbs of yesterday's carbon Tamid on Shabbos. Why? Because it says Bimawado by the carbon Tamid. Well, Bimawado is Afilu B'Shabbos. Well, guess what? Tumanami Bimawado Afilu B'Tumah. By Hakrov B'Tumah, you could also say the same drasha that the Avarim that are left over until the morning, B'Tumah, could also be burnt, because after all, it says Bimawado, and that means Afilu B'Tumah. The Rishonim raised a question, the Ritva, the Tosishonim, others, why does Abaye say that Hakrov B'Sevarim being Docha Shabbos is derived from the word Bimawado? Maybe, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Chaf Amin Aleph, tells us that the fact that Evarim are Docha Shabbos is actually derived from somewhere else. It's derived from the fact that the Torah says, B'chol Moshvo Seichem. So, and that would destroy the whole Kasha we're asking, right? We're saying, the same word, Bimawado, that allows you to burn these limbs on Shabbos, should allow you to burn them at Tumah. That's not the word that allows us to burn them on Shabbos. B'chol Moshvo Seichem is what allows us to burn them on Shabbos. It's not B'mo'ado that allows us to burn them on Shabbos. So, meaning we darshan lo sovaru eish B'chol Moshvo Seichem. You're not allowed to make fires B'chol Moshvo Seichem. But in the Mikdash you are, and therefore in the Mikdash you're allowed to burn these limbs on Shabbos. So they suggest that the drasha B'chol Moshvo Seichem is megala, is the Torah being megala to us, that the Hakravas Eivarim is included as part of Hakravas HaKarban. That's all B'chol Moshvo Seichem teaches. Me that burning the Avarim is also called part of bringing the carbon. But how do I know you're allowed to bring that carbon on Shabbos? That's from B'mo'ado. Meaning, once you tell me, now I know what it means to bring a carbon. That burning the Avarim is also part of bringing the carbon. But I still need B'mo'ado to tell me that carbon could be brought in Shabbos. So anyway, so the Gemara is stuck with this question right now. We had two shittos as far as how to explain Rav Huna. Either Rav Huna holds that the burning of the limbs is Docha Tumah and not Shabbos, or he holds it's Docha Shabbos but not Tumah. But why distinguish between Shabbos and Tumah? It's the same word in the Pasuk. It's B'ma'ado. So Amalei, so Rabbi responds to Abaye, Lo Ledidi Kasha V'lo LeRav Chista Kasha. You're saying that there's a Kasha both on me and Rav Chista. I'll tell you there's a Kasha on neither one of us. L'didi lo kasha. For me, it's not a kasha. Really, a carbon tamid is sofo kitchiloso. The akrava of the evarim that are left over until the morning is just like the din of being makar of the carbon tamid itself. That tuma ditchiloso bar midcha tumahu. When it comes to akrava bituma, where the shchita and the zrika can be done even bituma, that's docha tuma. So sofo nami dachi. So the hakrava of the evarim, the burning of the evarim, is also good to be docha the tuma, but when it comes to Shabbos, ditchilas lav bar mitcha Shabbos, who where the carbon tamid of this carbon tamid whose Evarim are left over on Shabbos morning, which carbon tamid is this? This means it's yesterday's carbon tamid. That's not Docha Shabbos, because this carbon tamid was an Erev Shabbos carbon tamid. It was Friday's carbon tamid. So you weren't even Zorik the Dam on Shabbos. You didn't do the Shechita on Shabbos. So the beginning parts of this carbon tamid were not Docha Shabbos. So Sofanami, lo Docha. So therefore the end parts of this carbon tamid are not going to be Docha Shabbos. Meaning, Enochinami, Tuma and Shabbos have the same basic rule. When it's when it's a carbon that the first part of it was Docha Tumah, so you're going to say the last part is Docha Tumah as well. So you say the same thing by Shabbos. If the first part of a carbon was Docha Shabbos, the last part of the carbon will be Docha Shabbos. But what we're saying over here is that if you have leftover limbs from Friday's carbon, that's going to be Docha Shabbos. That's an extension beyond anything we ever derived from Tumah. And therefore, it's not a valid limud. So it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. Now, the way Rashi formulates this, where we said that the beginning of the carbon was not Docha Shabbos. What does it mean the beginning of the carbon was not Docha Shabbos? It was a Friday carbon, and therefore you did the Shechita on Friday. But then Rashi adds in something extra, and he says, and you also did the Zrikas Dam on Friday. You didn't even do the Zrikas Dam on Shabbos. Well, does that mean that it's not Docha Shabbos? The Zrikas Dam, what does Zrikas Dam have to do with Chil Shabbos? The Rashash points out that when Rashi says that they're not Zorik the Dam on Shabbos, that's really extra, because even if they were Zorik the Dam on Shabbos, that would not show that this carbon was Docha Shabbos in any way, because there's no Isser of being Zorik Dam on Shabbos. Go through all Lametes Melachos and find which one Zrikas Dam is a violation of. It's not a violation of anything. There's no Chil Shabbos by Zrikas Dam. And it's Muchach that way in the sugya Maseches Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel. But from the lashon of the Gemara in Maseches Menachos says Vim Haisa Shabbos Lo Yizrok, it sounds like there is some sort of iser of Zrikas Dam, and that's probably what Rashi is alluding to. So what would be the Shabbos violation of being Zorek Dam? Why is Zrikas Dam considered a Shabbos violation? So Tosfos in Maseches Nazir and Daf Chav Ches explains that it's Nisa Drabanan, that it's considered a Tikkun HaKarban. Sometimes you're not allowed to do things because it's Nira Ketikun Mana. It looks like it's Tikkun Mana, even if it's not actually Tikkun Mana, but it looks like Tikkun Mana. So here, when you Zorek the Dam, it makes the Karban okay. That's what's Makshu the Karban. So it's Nira Ketikun Mana. It's like, being Tovel Kalim on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos? You didn't do anything. You weren't Misaki in the Kli. It's Nira Ketikun Mana. You kind of were Misaki in the Kli because now you could use it. So you're not allowed to do certain things that are Nira Ketikun Mana. That's how Tosos understands. That's what Rashi writes in Maseches Beitzah as well, that even though Zrikas Dam is not a Malacha, it's an Isra Drabbanan to be Zorik the Dam. The Teferis Yisrael in the Mishnais in the sixth paragraph of Pesachim says a different Chiddush. He says, no, it's a Malacha Daraisa. It's Soveya, that you're dying the Mizbeach red by being Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeach. So it's a Malacha of Soveya. That's what Rashi must be alluding to. So anyway, so that's why he says it's not a Kasha on me, because you can distinguish between Tumah and Shabbos in the simple sense that when we're talking about burning the limbs on Shabbos, it's a carbon who the beginning of the carbon was not Tocha Shabbos. The Rav Chisda lo kasha, and Rav Chisda is not going to have a kasha either, because Sofo Kitchilaso Lesle. He doesn't hold this yisod of Sofo Kitchilaso, that the Hakrava and the, of the Evarim is Talu in the Hakrava of the carbon itself, but even according to him, there's a reason to distinguish between Shabbos and Tumah. Shabbos to Hutri hi b'tzibur, Shabbos is Hutri b'tzibur, meaning the gather of the Alach, that carbon Sibur could be brought on Shabbos, is that it's totally heter gomer. You don't even have to think twice about it. There's no, it doesn't feel wrong. It's not something that we do reluctantly. So send sofu namidachi. So the whole carbon, everything, every element of the carbon could be done on Shabbos. But tumah the dechuya b'tzibur, tumah which is not hutra b'tzibur, it's only dechuya b'tzibur. The gather of the yisur melacha of carbonus, the gather of the heter to bring carbonus tzibur b'tumah is not something that we're pleased about. It's not something that we're excited about it, so we have no choice because you have the tzibur stame, so we allow bringing a betumah, but it's bekoshi that we're matir, so we're only going to be matir the bare minimum. Tchilas adikar kapara dachi, the beginning of the karban, the shchita, the zrika, which is necessary for kapara. Okay, we need the kapara, so we'll allow it to be doche. But sofa delavikar kapara lo dachi, but the end of the karban, the burning of the limbs, you don't need that in order to achieve kapara, and therefore it's not going to be doche Shabbos. So there is a machlokas tanaim about this, right? We learned earlier back in Daf Zayin. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that tumas hutra b'tzibur, Rabbi Shimon holds tumas duchuya b'tzibur. We're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that tumas is duchuya b'tzibur, whereas Shabbos is hutra b'tzibur. But wait a second. The whole basis of this question was that the very word in the Torah that teaches me that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos is the same word that teaches me you're allowed to do it on tumah. So how do we answer the question by saying, yeah, but it's different rules? Shabbos is hutra and tumas is duchuya. It's the same word. It's b'mo'ado, right? B'mo'ado afilu b'shabbos. B'mo'ado afilu b'tumah. Why am I allowed to burn these evarim? Because the Torah says b'mo'ado. So now the Gemara is going to say, yeah, but they're different rules. Shabbos is hutra and tumah is duchuya. How do you get two different rules from the same word? So the Beis Halevi explains in Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Ches that any mitzvah, that there's no way to do that mitzvah without violating some sort of issur that the Torah assert, it must be that it's hutra. Meaning, if the Torah tells me that you must bring a carbon tamid 7 days a week, so it must be that the carbon tamid is hutra on Shabbos, because there's a Shabbos every single week, and there's no way to bring it 7 days a week without bringing it on Shabbos. That's by definition hutra. When it comes to a mitzvah, though, that really, in an ideal circumstance, you can fulfill that mitzvah without violating the issur, without violating some sort of principle that we have, then when we're forced to violate that issur, that principle that we have, then it's going to be dechuya. Bringing betumah, ideally we'd all be tar. We wouldn't have to bring a carbon betumah. The very fact that that we're allowed to bring a betumah, that's dechuya. So even though it's all derived from the word b'mo'ado, but it's the circumstances that surround it that are megala to us, whether this is something the Torah is totally matir, or whether it's something that's only duchuya. There's an interesting discussion in general about hutra and duchuya. The Kesef Mishnah writes in the second paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos that the din of Shabbos, the gabi pikuach nefesh, whether it's hutra or duchuya, is totally in the din of tuma, whether tuma is hutra or duchuya. The Kesef Mishnah is quoting from a Chuvus HaRashba that says this way. So the Chuvus Tashbetz and the Chassam Sofer in Or Chaim Simin Pehei in Yardea Simin Shilam El Ches just point out that L'chora, it's mefurish in our Gemara that that's not the case. That whether something is hutra or duchuya on Shabbos has nothing to do with whether tumma is hutra or duchuya. So to say, because the two are not related to each other, that we're willing to say in our Gemara that Shabbos is hutra for karbanos and tumma is only duchuya. So they point out that it seems that the Kesef Mishnah and the Rashba are against our Gemara. So the Maria Sad in Shuvas Yehudi Yaleh Chelak Aleph or Chaim Simonayin Tes is miyashiv the kasha on the Kesef Mishnah to be mechalik between that which is written beferish in the Torah, which is Docha Shabbos, Karbanos Tzibur, that we say Shabbos is Hutra by Karbanos Tzibur. It's not only Duchuya, versus that which is only derived from a Drasha. That which is only derived from a Drasha, we could still say it's Duchuya on Shabbos. So Karbanos being brought Betuma, that's only from a Drasha. The fact that that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, that's also only from a Drasha. It's not Mefurish B'Torah. Torah says V'chai Behem, V'lo She'yamus Behem. So we figure, other than the big three, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So whenever it's derived from a drasha, it's going to be Duchuya, it's not going to be Hutra. There are nafkaminas, whether Chil Shabbos B'makom Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra or Duchuya. The Rashba writes, nafkamina is you have a Chil Shiyesh Bo Sakana, that you're allowed a Shecht for him on Shabbos. If, let's say you have, there's Nevela available for him to eat, so would you still Shecht an animal? Just feed him the Nevela. So if Chil Shabbos is Hutra, why give him Nevela? You could Shecht an animal, and then you won't have Nevela, then he'll be able to eat kosher food. So, and it's hutra, it's mutter. But if you hold that it's duchuya, no, much better to give him nevela than to shecht an animal if it's only going to be duchuya. Other nafkaminas as well, whether it's hutra or duchuya on, whether pikuach nefesh is hutra or duchuya on Shabbos. Okay, says Gemara Vayter now. Itmar, hamechabe esh, machta. If a person puts out the fire of the coals that you shoveled out, the menorah, or the fire that you take off of the mizbeach in order to light the menorah, so Abaye Amar Chayiv, Abaye says that you're going to be Chayiv Malkus. It's a violation of the Isser in the Torah. Torah says, Eish tamid tukal al mizbeach, lo sichbe. You're not allowed to extinguish a fire of the mizbeach. Rava Amar Pater. Rava says, though, that you're a Pater. The kavi brosh shal mizbeach to kliyam lo pligi, if you extinguish it on the top of the mizbeach, everyone's going to agree the chayiv. Ki pligi de achtei ara the kaviyah. The case is you brought the gecholim off of the mizbeach and then you extinguish them there. So Abaye Amar Chayiv, Eish HaMizbeach. Abaye says you're still going to be chayiv because it's a fire of the mizbeach. It's not on the mizbeach anymore, but it originated on the mizbeach. Rav Amar Pater, ki v'denatka nitka. Rav would say, no, it's your Pater because once it was nitak from the mizbeach, once it was removed from the mizbeach, it's no longer an Eish HaMizbeach. Elohadam Rav Nachman Rav Baravu Amor Gechels Mekai Mizbeach Mekiba Chayiv. Wait a second. Then when Rav Nachman says that if you take a coal off of the Mizbeach and you're mechabed that coal, you're going to be Chayiv. Kiman Ka Abaye. He's assuming like the Shita of Abaye. That seems troubling that he would be assuming only like the Shita of Abaye. What's so troubling about that? Why can't Rav Nachman agree with Abaye? So Rabbeinu Chanan points out because it's a stira in Klalei Apsak that the halach is whenever you have machlokas Abaye and Rava, so we're very familiar with that klal, that the halach is always like Rava, except for the Yal Kigam. This is not one of the Yal Kigam, so the halacha should really be like Rava over here, that you should be Pater if you remove the Gachelis from the Mizbeach and works and extinguished it when it was off of the Mizbeach. But there's another Klal in Psak that halacha Krav Nachman. So it can't be that Rav Nachman would agree with Abaye, because that would generate a Stira in Klalei Psak. So says Gemara, Afilu Tema Karavi. You're right, Rav Nachman could even assume like Rava. But Hasam, in the case of Rav Baravua, the Eish was off of the Mizbeach and was on the Karka, lo intik lemitzvasa. It just fell off of the Mizbeach. It wasn't taken off for the sake of a mitzvah. So then, even after you've taken it off of the Mizbeach, it's still considered an Eish HaMizbeach because there was nothing that compelled you to take it off of the Mizbeach. And therefore, you still have an Isser of being mechabe such an Eish. But hacha, but in the case that Abaye and Rav were talking about, they were talking about you remove the Eish to go do another mitzvah, to burn the Ketores, to light the menorah. That had to come from the Mizbeach. So in such a case where you're compelled to take it off of the Mizbeach, then it's intikle mitzvasa, then it's no longer considered an eish ha-mizbeach, because the Torah doesn't want it on the mizbeach anymore. It's now considered an eish that's removed from the mizbeach. Ikadamri, another version of this is the achdei ha-arav v'kavya, if you already took it off on the mizbeach and you extinguish it, du kuli alma lo pligi dipater. Everyone's going to agree that you're pater in such a case. Ki pligi, the only machlokas is the kavya barosh shel mizbeach, if you extinguished it while it was still on the top of the mizbeach. So that's where Abaye Yomar Chayiv, Eish HaMizbeach Hu. Abaye says it's going to be Chayiv because it's an Eish HaMizbeach, it's still on the Mizbeach, so of course you're going to be Chayiv. Rav Amar Pater, Kiva Denitka Nitka. Rav is going to say Pater because you took it off of the Maracha, even though you're standing on top of the Mizbeach, but you removed that Eish from the Maracha, so now it's not an Eish HaMizbeach anymore, now you're allowed to extinguish it. The Minchas Chinuch says, can't mean allowed to extinguish it, it must mean that you're just not Chayiv Malkus for extinguishing it. Ela Hadam Rav Nachman Ram Rabba Ravua, Hamor Gachel Smelgav Mizbeach Vakiba Chayiv. But wait a second, according to this version, when Rav Nachman says that if a gachelis comes off of the mizbeach and you extinguish it, you're chayiv, that's keman, lo kabay velo karav, and no one agrees with that, according to this version. The whole machlokas is only when you're still on top of the mizbeach. So answers Gemara, no, hasan lo intikum mitzvasa, achan intikum mitzvasa. Same answer, that if it was removed from the mizbeach for no purpose whatsoever, then in a chinami you're going to be chayiv for extinguishing it. It's still considered to belong to the mizbeach. But if it was removed from the mizbeach for the sake of a mitzvah, in order to light the menorah, in order to burn the ketores, so now it's no longer considered an eish that belongs to the mizbeach, and mainly you're not going to be chayiv for extinguishing such an eish. So hadron lech tarf b'kalpi b'zashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the new parak, parak hamishi, mem zayin amin aleph at the time. Have a great day, everyone.